Hi and welcome to week two here on the Lady Dragons, the Valley Falls locker room chat. Print and Profit here. Unfortunately, head coach Steve Serrate could not be here with us today as he is busy, but here with a solo ride here, riding with the Dragons here again on the Valley Falls locker room chat. This locker room chat brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. This one just kind of being a little bit of a recap of what the season's been so far and then a little look ahead of the upcoming schedule for the Valley Falls Dragons. Again, the Lady Dragons here. Next segment, we'll have those Valley Falls boys, but again, here with the Lady Dragons, again, to start the season, a 56-25 loss against Jefferson West, but still pretty good outing in that game from the Dragons, with some of their big-time scores coming from Callie DeLong, who led the Dragons with 9 points on the game. Again, a big-time scorer from her. Unfortunately, for the Valley Falls Dragons, just a big turnover rate in that game, having 34 turnovers on the game, just something that you don't want to see from a team, but of course, improving week after week, this Dragons team has as they learn to breathe fire down their opponents and, again, improve week after week, improving with, again, the following game against Oskaloosa, just lost a 52-37. That game was on Kerr County, 93.7. And now trying to turn the page, looking ahead here, this time exiting out of NAKL play, facing a Big East team once again in the Royal Valley Panthers. That game will be on next Tuesday. It'll be a non-league matchup for these Valley Falls Lady Dragons. And then for the following week as well on Friday, a game that will be on Kerr County, 93.7, a Northeast Kansas League matchup against the Troy Trojans. This is here has been your locker room chat brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair here for the Valley Falls Lady Dragons locker room chat, week number two.